Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
There are only four ways to generate revenue in your business. You can sell new products and sell them to existing or new customers. You can take your existing products and sell them to new customers. Or four, you can take your existing products and sell them to existing customers. Now, everybody's market is very different. I've got some clients that don't ever develop new products, and that's fine. Or I've got others who are constantly developing new products because of the type of business you're in. Regardless of which of those that is the best for you, it's important to recognize that the fourth one, selling existing products repeatedly to existing customers, is the most profitable, followed by selling new products to existing customers. It's least profitable to always go out and to have to find new customers to sell to. The marketing expenses, the sales expenses, and the time alone add to the expense and decrease the profitability of each sale. In fact, one study done by Bell says that it can be 15 times more expensive to sell a new or existing product to a net new customer. So we have to take care of our existing customers, both from a profitability standpoint and for a growth standpoint. That's why it's important. So let's talk a little bit about how or what the best suggestions or the best practices are for maintaining customer loyalty. Number one, develop multiple relationships. And do that by asking for referrals. Once you've made your initial sale into a customer, leverage that sale to account dominance by asking your executive buyers to refer you to other executive buyers, by asking one division to refer you to a second division, by asking one office, plant, or country to refer you to a second office, plant, or country. At the same time, ask for referrals up and down inside that organization. When you walk on site, you want to be like Norm from Cheers, where everybody knows your name and people are happy to see you. You want to be considered an insider. When people see you as a vendor, you're easy to replace. When people see you as an insider, you're difficult to replace. When people see you as an insider, they trust that when you bring them new ideas or repeat offers, that you're doing so with their interests at heart, as opposed to your own interests at heart. A second best practice is to talk to your customers or interact with your customers in ways that don't result in just a sale. The last thing you want is for customers to feel or to say to you, gee, Colleen, every time we see you around here, you're always asking for money. Make sure you include your customers in less business transactions and more personal transactions. So how do we do that? Well, there's a couple of ways. Most sales reps that I know are very good at building business rapport. Business rapport simply says that I trust you as a business equal. I trust you as an expert. I trust that you have my best interests at heart. We also need to develop personal rapport, simply saying, hey, I like you. And this can be done by showing the customer that you care about them, not just their wallet, paying attention to their interests, paying attention to their likes and dislikes, finding ways, of course, that don't break the law or break their corporate policy of entertaining them during or after hours, finding ways of making sure that you're contributing to their personal lives or their business lives by participating in their charitable organizations, finding ways to include them in office parties or open houses, and finding ways to improve their business life by referring people to them. Is there a way that you can help them grow their business? The third type of rapport outside of business and personal is that we have to build corporate rapport. You've heard me say that it's important for you to develop multiple relationships inside your account. It's also important for your company to build multiple relationships. Your manager should have a relationship. Your manager's manager should have a relationship. Your customer service manager should have a relationship. your production manager, your general manager, your president, the more people they know and are exposed to inside your company, the stronger the relationship and the more likely that that customer will buy more from you more often.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.